This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. We're here. It's a Monday. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Chris Tubbs is in. Dave is out all week, and Adam is sticking around because all three of us were at Target Field last night, at least for parts of it. Tubbsy, Carter and I were together, so I know when we arrive.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long event.
Yes.
And I love the Foo Fighters. I know Carter loves the Foo Fighters. I believe you love the Foo Fighters.
Bucket list for me.
Okay.
Last night.
That was number one, correct for you?
Number one.
And from the picture I saw, looked like you had nice seats, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. I have to do a payment plan, but I did indeed. Yeah, well, it's funny because my buddy's like, hey, I got tickets to Foo Fighters when they first went on sale. I'm like, okay, fine. I didn't even think about where they were at. And then I'm like, okay, well, where are they? He's like, oh, they're on section F1, like row 14. I'm like, okay.
That's good.
And then I'm like, we kept going. I'm like, it's kind of like when you're on like the Price is Right and you got the low, you know, the yodeling person. It keeps going up.
Well, Adam, right, yeah. Adam just demonstrated his goat skills earlier. You want to give us a little
yeah,
yodeling?
Yeah,
what's your...
going back to the goat or... No, yodeling.
Oh, yodeling?
Yeah, yeah, were you listening to him at all, or are you just...
No, you said my goat skills.
Well, I mentioned goat skills,
yodeling?
And then, yeah. You're looking at these two.
That's the best Price is Right. Yeah,
yeah, it is good.
But yeah, I went up, and then it's like, okay, got there, and I'm like, okay, this is all right.
Similar to Adam in bed. Boom!
But no, it was phenomenal. I started fangirling out. When I looked at my wife, I saw Dave Grohl take the stage, and I looked around it. I'm like, oh my God, it's him.
Okay, were you at the event last night at Target Field? What are your thoughts? And we've done it before. We'll do it again. It's great. Most memorable concert of your life. Okay, were you at Target Field last night? What did you think? And what is the most memorable concert of your life? It's the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226. Two quick comments, by the way, listening to the Adam and Jordana show. First of all, the fact you didn't know that there were like 800 wing stops in town. I was going to say.
The guy who loves wings.
I mean, I was trying to think of other stores where there's like 800. How about Super America? Do we have any Super Americas?
We don't have any of those here.
And then Jordana, we're going to get to Jack Farrell here because you give a nice tribute. So does Susie. And Jordana goes, you know, often Haskell sends like a case of wine and we just get to take some home.
When did that happen?
Where am I? I've been here 15 years. I don't remember one single time when there was just a case of great wine and somebody said, just go ahead and take some. Okay, so we pregame at O'Donovan's. You were ahead of me by 30 hour?
Oh, no, probably 20 minutes.
Okay. We're with the owner of O'Donovan's, Dermot Cowley, and my great friend Kevin Luckin, who's a great human being, great golf instructor, too. And so we pregame there. We ran into some friends. And, man, we went through the masses. We baton death march going through.
Oh.
It's about the only time I've attended anything at Target Field where the concourses weren't wide enough.
Yeah.
We did not see Chrissy and the Pretenders. Okay. We should have, could have. I'm sure they were great. I have no doubt about it. Okay. But la-di-da, we were at the club level, and we should have went up the first escalator, but we entered,
the gauntlet.
I think it's gate 34, we entered the puck one,
yeah.
And we needed to enter, I don't know, is that the Herbeck one over there? I don't know, is that
Herbeck wouldn't have made it, the one with the train.
Yeah, the Gnocchi one,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, going through this, there was a woman, Chris, who had a face mask on ice cream, and it looked like she was having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Right? Expand. It just, she looked like she was really struggling.
Yeah, she, there was just so many people, because we were there, and then the rain started falling, so everybody who was in their seats said, well, let's run go up the concourse.
Yeah.
And it just totally shut down.
Yeah.
And then there's people, like, you think of those workers who are trying to come through with carts full of, you know, water and stuff. But yeah, that woman, she clearly was not having a good time.
It was ominous. And again, I'm not blaming, I'm going to ode to Target Field again. It's just all of a sudden you have 40,000 people in the concourse.
Yes.
Right? Because I don't, outside of if you were on the floor, it was pouring. It was in between shows. Yeah. Well, why would you just, you know, why not? So we get to our seats, closed circuit. If you, and it's been open for 15 years, so this really isn't much of a closed circuit, but don't go down the first baseline. Just go down to the third baseline. Because when you have the stage there, and you have the view of the skyline, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It is so good. And again, first baseline, you got that new giant, how many stories? Are those condos or apartments?
Condos, I think.
Are they?
Yeah. It's got to be, what, a 30-story building?
Do we know what the rent is there? Because I was talking with my wife.
$50 a month. Yeah. It's really inexpensive. No, it's got to be.
I couldn't even afford that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just such... Such a better view.
You get the concert for free. Oh yeah, see, I'm a skyline mark. Like, I love it. Like, when you're there and you get to see, like, that's one of the best things. Like, I enjoy about traveling, when you go and you're like, oh, you get so many of these different skylines.
Yeah, it
great.
It was fantastic. I took a cool picture of the stage. I think it added that you had the clouds. You know, again, would any of the three of us been disappointed if it was sunny? But it was a bit mystic, you know, with the clouds in and out. And Grohl is phenomenal. He just is. You know, it's 90% him talking and singing. Obviously, there's a long, long list of great front men and front women in the history of rock and roll to both of you guys. But a lot of times there's some interaction. You know, like if you see Bruce, like... There's a little bit of Stevie, and there used to be a lot of Clarence, and now his wife. And you go to Bono. Bono's going to work in Edge and stuff. It's Grohl, 90%. And his ability, first of all, the voice on him has slipped zero.
Yeah.
And putting it through that, when he puts it through, that's astonishing.
It is as powerful as it can be, as hard rocking of rock and roll as you want. Right there. But then when he does acoustic stuff, it's every bit as good.
Mm-hmm.
It is every
the bit. Range of ability
what
for
we call
Dave
range.
Grohl.
Yes.
The range.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's having fun. That's to me.
Yes.
Like when I go to a show, I want to be entertained. I want somebody who wants to be there. And I felt like it was one of those can't miss because he's just as bit as entertaining as I would have hoped he was.
Great.
And engaging.
I agree 100%. And I'm not saying every line last night hasn't been uttered before.
Yeah.
But I do think he reacts to the new setting. I think just seeing him in so many interviews and other creative things he has done, like all this, you know, his references to Husker Du and Paul Westerberg.
First Ave.
First Ave. By the way, apparently 40,000 people were at First Ave when they were there 30 years ago. It was just magnificent. Now, sadly for me, I've battled migraines off and on for, I don't know, since I was a teen. And I thought I was done with these things, and they've come back. And I'm there having a great time. And we had looked enough of the set list where my move oftentimes, Tubbs, and Adam's been a part of many concerts with me, is if it's the last song, I don't want to leave the building, but I want to kind of near the exit so I can hear it.
As soon as it's done, you're gone.
Oh, I'm trying to think of modern. See, this is where I'm not up to the Olympics right now. I need the current 100-meter dash guy, and that would be me. So I knew Everlong was going to be the last song from the set list. It's one of my 10 favorite songs.
I know.
You know, and all of a sudden, when I get a migraine, what I get is I get an ocular preview where all of a sudden my peripheral vision starts to narrow and it gets very blurry. And Adam was to my right. And at one point, I mean, you were right next to me. I could not see. It's just flashing.
Do you get them a lot? I mean, is that common?
I used to get them weekly. Then I went 4 or 5 years. No, and I've had 4 or 5 now this summer, and I'm not pleased. I'm saddened by it. So I sat there, didn't say anything to you for about 5 minutes, and thought, please, this is just going to stop. And it wouldn't go away. So I told you, I'm having a migraine. I have to go. So I went to my car, and then I sat there for about another 10 minutes because I didn't think I could drive yet. And I was not going to take a chance. Not drinking.
Yeah.
We had, I don't know, 3 beers, whatever we had. But I was not going to put anybody in jeopardy myself. And so finally, the vision is totally fine, and I can feel the headache coming on. And for me, I get very varying migraines. I thought, if I don't get far enough, I'm going to stop at Kathleen's because Kathleen lives much closer to me. I'm just going to sleep there. And it was just a bad one that has lingered even to now. It wasn't – sometimes I get these ones where it's incapacitating, fetal position, vomiting. It wasn't that. This one just lasted for a while. So as much as I love the night, that's a part of it.
Yeah.
Which just stinks. Now, you – did you stay until the end? I don't know.
No. I stayed. I was holding it out and like – Encore comes. I'm like, all right. And then, but like in my mind, I cannot turn my mind off. Like I have to drive 40 minutes home.
Yep.
And it's
so that close to Everlong.
Sunday night. So they start with the first song, The Teacher, I think.
Yep.
And it goes on and on and on. And finally, I was just like, I was going to do your move. Like, okay, I'm just going to walk. I'm going to stand at the door.
Yeah.
And hear it. I got down to the door, the front gates, and they're still playing that song. I was just like. And a lot of people were doing the same move, so I'm just like,
what? They're not allowed to do that.
That's your move. That's my move. Everybody go back to your seat. So I started walking, and I'm thinking, okay, I mean, you could hear it a couple blocks away.
You stop short during encores, don't you?
I do. No, that's not usually.
Not usually.
Jen's used to that closing.
I mean, if it's Saturday night, I'm staying. If Saturday night, I'm staying.
But
I started walking.
Your commitment to work. That's what it was.
Absolutely.
Look at you being a company guy.
So I got in my car, and I... Put on Everlong. I'm there in spirit.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's pause here. Paul Kuzelka, the former Senate Majority Leader, is on at the bottom of the hour. Will this state turn red? What does he think about Trump and Harris? Now, what does he think about Tim Walz, who's getting more and more talk as the vice president nominee for the vice president now, Kamala Harris? But were you at the Foo Fighters last night? What did you think? And then a spinoff on that, what is the most memorable? Maybe it's the greatest, but maybe something quirky happened. The most memorable concert of your life. If you want to share with a call, you can. Certainly if you want to elaborate. Or if a text is easier. Either way, 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 24 past 12. Carter hanging around just because we were at Foo Fighters last night. So was Tubbsy. What do you want to say? Excellent choice, too. What do you want to say about the show and your thoughts?
Show was good. It dragged a little, I thought, in the third quarter. Like, you know, and I'm not the biggest Foo Fighter fan. I mean, I like Foo Fighters a lot, but, like, you know, like.
The two of us have now watched Foo Fighters, I was going to say 34 times, yeah. And you're not the biggest fan. Yeah.
I'm not, like, super glued to their whole catalog.
I'm not either. You know, so with that, I bet I know, 12, 15. Maybe it makes it a little bit better. I just appreciate, you guys both said it, the range.
Yeah.
And I find I'm just engaging. Okay, Chris,
He's a rock star, man. You want to see a rock star.
He's a front man. You know, can't you cannot be a brilliant all-time rock band unless your front man is a badass.
Yeah.
You just can't.
I thought he was going to come back for like one of his encore, part of the encore. Like I was just expecting like him to come back and he'd be on the drum kit. I was just
he's done that before.
I was waiting for something like that, and I mean, I would have been like, you know, I would have been like a teenager at a Taylor Swift concert if that would have happened.
All right, let's go quick. One or two, Chris, most memorable concert of your life, or was it maybe last night?
I would have to say still it was Elton John and Billy Joel at the X, probably in 2000 and maybe about 2008, because Piano Man, Rocket Man, they were playing their own.
I was there.
And then halfway through they switched, and you're like, how did that happen?
Yeah,
and you're
great.
Like, yeah, that was – Billy Joel and the Foo Fighters, two of my favorite bands, and they could not be like diametrically opposed.
Yep.
U2 in the Rain.
Yep.
And then TCF Bank Stadium. That's one. Those Sphere concerts. Pretty good, too.
Yeah. U2 for sure. I saw The Who. I've told you this story before. Summer of 1989. We drove over. I was broadcasting the Orlando Twins. We had an off day. Drive over to Tampa. We're late. Let's say some hijinks on the way. We don't think we're going to get tickets. All of a sudden, this guy's walking and gives us $5 on the field at the Big Sombrero, and we walked our way up. I'm telling you, we were 20 yards from Roger Pete in their prime.
And getting then, hit with his microphone when he's
was going overhead. And then seeing Prince at Dakota, it was the fourth night. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Okay. Chuck has called in from Brooklyn Park. Chuck, you're on WCC Radio.
Hi. I saw in 1973, when I was 21 years old, I saw Elton John at the old Met Sports Center, and it was a fantastic show. But I got to say one thing. The air around there was absolutely filled with marijuana smoke.
No. At a concert, Chuck? Come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
And, of course, at the end of the concert, when he was done, everyone held up their cigarette lighters.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We're done with that now. Now we got our phones.
Yep.
Let's go on through a bunch of texts here. Paul McCartney at Target Field. We were there.
Yep.
You, Francis, you were kind of there.
Kind of there.
Tina Turner, private dancer tour. You were...
I was part of one of her private dancers.
You were. But in the McCartney, honestly, put somebody in a drink of yours.
I thought so, yeah.
You were not yourself. Texture. Prince on his 1985 Purple Rain tour. Whoa. Saw Dylan in the 90s. Let's see. I was at a Lionel Richie concert. I was 8 months pregnant. Naturally, I'd use the bathroom, but lined up for both men and women. Do you want to see a modern-day version of Moses parting the Red Sea? Walk up to the bathroom door, hold your 8 months pregnant, and everything opened up. That's good. Lumberjack Days, Leonard Skinner. Was Leonard Skinner really? I mean, that'd be
great. I saw Leonard Skinner at Country Jam in Eau Claire, too, obviously. Wasn't.
Who was left?
Not many of them.
Was it Fred Skinner? I mean,
pretty sure they pulled the plug to him or like aired, like not only lip-syncing, but faking the music to him.
Jeez. This person saw Coldplay in Phoenix 3 years ago. They're amazing. I know a lot of people love Coldplay. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm just okay on them. U2 in the Rain, like previous texter. Pearl Jam, 20th, Alpine Valley, both nights. I have no excuse. I love Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them once. Absolutely no excuse. Last night was amazing. Grohl is a rock star god. He is. I probably don't remember the most memorable concert because it was Fish. let's see. Pink Floyd, Camp Randall Stadium at Downpour.
That's one I'd love to see. I mean, I've seen Roger Waters, but David Gilmour.
Like last night's rain, when we first walked in, it was raining pretty good. But you two, it was raining.
I mean.
About as
deluge,
hard.
Yes.
Excellent word. Deluge. There was lightning in the distance.
Yeah. Fireworks going off.
He's playing Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
And the two of us next to each other, by the way, we look in that picture about 40 years younger. We're like, this is a movie, right?
Yeah.
This isn't. It just worked out. So, and it had been delayed a year because he had his, bike accident.
Yeah, he had a bike accident.
Right?
Doesn't something in the rain when you've got something? I mean, it just adds to the allure too, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, because you're just like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah,
like, well, you're not going to go anywhere. It's like you're once you're wet, you're wet.
You just embrace it.
Queen, 1982 Civic Center, Billy Squire Open. Yeah, does he just go stroke Billy me, stroke Squire. Me? I mean, the whole time. I mean, I was there. Awesome show. Grohl obviously loves what he does, and it shows. Yep. Also, Chrissy Hynde is still freaking cool. Great concert. Love when Violet took the stage. Amazing. I just wish I could have heard her a little bit better. Yeah. This is his daughter, and the dynamic was fantastic. I wanted more. Zach Brown, Lollapalooza. I'm reading all your text here. Johnny Holm, red carpet, St. Cloud.
Yeah, baby.
Johnny Cash, Medina. Oh, that'd be pretty good. Taylor Swift, sure. Tina Turner, Joe Cocker as the opener. The Who, 1980, I believe.
Let me say, you haven't lived till you've seen Johnny Holm at the Showboat in Lake Benton, though.
There we go. All sorts of good stuff. All right, what's our next show? Where are we going next?
Well, I'm going over in September to see Dylan, hopefully Willie's. Willie's had to cancel a lot of his appearances at those Outlaw show, but it's Willie Nelson, Bob
Wisconsin,
Dylan.
Right?
Yep. My buddy, I'm going to see John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's right. I can't believe.
Anybody want to go see Blink 182 with me next week?
No. I cannot believe you're going to Johnny Cougar.
You know what? I'm probably going to love him. That's the thing.
That'd be good. Well, I even had a couple fries last night with ketchup. So you knew Jeez. I was in a you knew I was in a weakened state. I was off. You know,
maybe that's what caused the migraine.
Might have. That's a very good point. I tried ketchup again. Blech. What was I thinking? Thank you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.